Hello, I'm Nepeza Prince Arthur, and today I'm going to be reading a bit of my novel. So I'm not doing anything from Who Built the Humans today. This is from The Stephanie Glitch, a novel I think I started writing in 2015, finished in 2017, but then decided to abandon for 3 years because I didn't believe I had the right writing skills to catch up to the idea. I believe the idea was more complicated than my skills, so now I'm trying to rewrite it. And because I want to champion self-publishing and prove to the universe that self-publishing isn't just for people who are shit, I've decided to self-publish this novel, which I am very proud of, and I'm not sorry to admit that. So here's chapter one. Toomai disconnected his primary mind from the engines, shifting his attention to a small asteroid on the artifice's outermost circle. Sensors there had detected a sudden shift of air pressure, accompanied by a strange glitch in the system. Here, in the centre of an isolated and abandoned pocket of the ship, a single human heart was beating. The visitor was stood in the centre of a disused hangar, tilting her helmeted head from side to side as she assessed the immediate area. Toomai had approached sheepishly, his body a small greyish rover, arms tucked in around a central pipe that supported a flat, mechanical head. The visitor, as far as Toomai could tell, was unapologetically human. Her suit was a mass of clunky dark blue shapes, fitted over a gunmetal undersuit. "Your suit," Toomai began. "Advanced, I know," the visitor said. Her voice was calm and assertive, as if it was Toomai being assessed, not her. "Thrusters that compact haven't been invented yet," the machine added. The visitor began to walk away, finding an old container box and climbing on top of it. Once she was comfortably seated, she looked down at the rover and removed her helmet, placing it confidently beside herself in the container. She pulled her brunette hair loose and smiled, extending a hand to the rover below her. "LP," she said. "Is that your name?" Toomai asked. "Of course." "What does it mean?" "Long play." "Why?" "What an insensitive question. That's my name. There isn't a why. Surely there are more pressing questions behind that gleaming dome of yours," LP said. "I need to know how you got in and what your intentions are," Toomai confirmed. LP wriggled a bit backwards on the container, leaning and reading an old label upon it. "It's like a museum in here," she said. "Please tell me your intent," Toomai replied. "Why?" "I know you know my intentions aren't bad because you would have picked that up from your numerous scans, which I must say are a sad, sad breach of my privacy. Whatever happened to friendly encounters in deep space between a woman and a machine both out there for the same reason?" LP teased. She leaned back again and toyed with a lock on the container, trying to work out its access code. "You won't get in," Toomai said. "Just you wait." "Are you doing this for fun?" Toomai asked. "I am," LP said. "Ask me how I know you're running from virtualists," she finished. "You saw them?" Toomai asked, his cold voice tinted with fear. "A while back. They'll be detectable in a week or so. That's why I'm here. I need you to print something for me," LP said. She took off the right glove on her spacesuit and peeled away the membrane protecting her skin, resting her naked hand just above the input screen of the container. "I'm going to need you to drive into the nearest debris field, if that's okay," LP said simply. "You are not the pilot of this vessel," Toomai said. "No, but you are, and I just told you the virtualists are catching up. Your vessel is far larger than theirs, but it also has better shields and, strangely, no guns." "We're going to make our own bullets," LP explained. She closed her eyes and concentrated, her hand still hovering over the input screen atop the container. "How will we make bullets?" Toomai asked. LP raised her left hand to her lips, indicating for Toomai to be quiet. He was familiar with this human sign. LP turned her attention back to the input screen, suddenly jumping excitedly and tapping out a rushed code. The container hissed and popped open, the side facing Toomai unfolding and revealing an array of old starship parts. LP got down and knelt beside the container, staring into it in awe. "Where I'm from, these are antiques," she said. Tuma, I wasn't listening. The average debris field is not dense enough for multiple collisions to be guaranteed on smaller craft. I could alter a gravity detonator in such a way that it would draw rocks towards the virtualists, rather than opening up the usual subspace lanes, Tumai suggested. Great idea, LP said, picking up an old mining laser. Can I borrow this? No, Tumai said. Thanks, LP replied, snapping the tool in half over her knee. Before Tumai could ask how this and the opening of the container was even possible, LP had begun talking again. I'm here because I've got a printing job. Where's your biology deck? I don't have one, Tumai replied. Sure you don't. I know what you are, Tumai. All the rocks and mining equipment and moving about in deep space and not talking to any other vessel doesn't help you. It makes it very obvious that you're hiding something. There is nothing hidden on this vessel, Tumai insisted. LP bent down and patted the little rover on the head. Sure there isn't, LP said, retrieving her glove. And I guess the poetic bridge between a mining vessel and an archaeological simulation is entirely coincidental. Tumai rolled backwards away from LP and thought of how to defend himself. You're with the virtualists, aren't you? He asked. No, obviously. They're little more than an unwitting obstacle in my path. But did you really think I would buy the story that they were just chasing you for space rocks? LP asked. Tumai considered the question. How do you know about the experiment? He asked. It's why I'm here. I'm from outside. I can see a lot of things looking in. The last few codes entered onto container locks. The blueprints of starships like this one. But the biology deck is mysteriously missing from those blueprints, as is the experiment itself. I presume they are connected, just in case the experiment goes far enough to need bodies. So it must be somewhere central, close to the engines. I'm guessing it's in one of the rocks between oxygen and engine. Am I correct? LP asked. She turned and retrieved her helmet, checking a holographic log on the inside of it. Tumai, I have seen far more advanced versions of you where I came from. And though you will not speak it, you know that it is true. I know what you are, and I know you have at least some artificial intuition. You must know what I am. Listen to that. Tell me where the biology deck is, LP continued. Tumai considered his options. It would take 30 seconds for all the oxygen to drain from this area of the hangar. The doors could be opened in 5 seconds, but there was no guarantee the visitor wouldn't reappear, and all the old cargo would be lost. He could magnetize the floor, keeping LP in place, but something told him this would only worsen the situation. Somehow, a human had teleported into him, and somehow, she was taking over. Where are you from? Tumai asked. Outside, I told you. So you're a nomad. Of a sort. Explain. What you're hiding here is the explanation. This is one of many, LP said. It is why my teleportation technology is so much more advanced than yours, not to show off. It's why you thought about ejecting me some seconds ago. It's why I know you were thinking that, and it's why I know about her. Tumai absorbed the words and played them again in his head. You know nothing, he said. I know you're hiding her. Has she been reborn yet? I refuse to answer questions from an invader. And yet you haven't tried to get rid of me, LP replied. I feel I know you somehow, Tumai admitted. Echoes of me, ahead of time, LP said. If you are here, why are you really here? Tumai asked. LP knelt and patted the little rover again on the head, smiling and placing her helmet over its sensors. What I know through experience. What looks like magic to you is a consequence of the angle from which I see this world. But her, the girl, she just knows things. It's as if she is a glitch, Tumai interrupted. No, not a glitch, LP said. Again, that's very insensitive. It is as if she has evolved. Okay, so that's chapter 1, part 1. And we're just under 10 minutes. Isn't that great? and now we're just over 10 minutes because time means nothing to me. I hope you enjoyed that. And if you did or didn't, I'd like you to send me some hate mail anyway, because as tickle as many algorithms as you can. Yeah, basically, I don't know how to advertise my books. I only know how to write them. So if you enjoyed this, please help me. Please, 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 please. And you'll be able to read the actual text version of that on my Wattpad under Paisley Printer Offer. Or you can find it through my website, www.whobuiltthehumans.com. Stay cool.